very good afternoon to you. I'm Rona Colan and you're listening to my show, Irish Ways. It's a weekly show that is a roundup of what's wonderful about Ireland and Irish ways. Well, it certainly is a beautiful day. I'm so excited to be with you here in studio. It's the first show. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be a long relationship between the two of us. I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I am. Ireland meets the States and the States meets Ireland. Hello. It's lovely to be in your company. I hope you're keeping well. I'm Rona. I'm going to be your host and I'm going to be with you every week here and talking to you about everything to do with Ireland. Good, bad and indifferent, or weird habits, strategies, ways, personalities, and of course chatting to you about all things that are happening within Ireland and within my own county of Cork, actually. And Cork is situated in the southern part of Ireland. And even though we're not the capital of Ireland, because Dublin is, we are the biggest county. We are based in the province of Munster. And Cork is known as the Rebel County. It's the home of the Blarney Stone, home of the Blarney Castle, home of the English Market, a lovely, colourful, beautiful city. And it's based on the River Lee, the banks of the River Lee. So it's known as the Rebel County. I'm a bit of a rebel myself. So I think we're going to all have to hold our breaths and hope for the best and hope that I don't get too rebellish. And I hope that you're going to enjoy hanging out with me as much as I'm going to enjoy hanging out with you as well. Lots of great things coming up on the programme. I'm going to see if I can get some American people to speak some Gaelic, some Irish language, which is always very interesting. So I'm going to see if I can teach some Americans some Gaelic, which will be fun. I'll really enjoy that. That will be interesting. And I'm also going to see if I can get some people to ask me questions about Ireland, to see what questions people have about Ireland. Do leprechauns really exist? What is the largest county? What is the biggest population of Ireland? What is the population of Ireland? What do you like to eat in Ireland? What's the culture like? Whatever the question is, please feel free to get in contact with me, because I'd absolutely love to talk to you about all things Ireland, all things Irish. So I should introduce myself. My name is Rona Colan. I'm hailing from Cork. I'm really bubbly, really outgoing, very friendly. Most Irish people are very friendly, and I'm a bit of a chatterbox. And in Ireland, we say you've got the gift of the gab. So the gift of the gab means that you're a bit of a chatterbox, that you're very friendly, very outgoing, and we're a pretty creative, colourful bunch of people in Ireland. Actually, not too dissimilar to Portland. Our weather is slightly different, but the people are as friendly. We're also built on a river, and it's also got a lot of tributaries like yourselves here in Portland. And I'm just really excited to be here, to be sharing these experiences and these stories with you. There's lots of great things going to be coming up in the next weeks on Irish Ways. So what are the things that you want to know about my country? What are the things that you want to know about Ireland? Get in contact. Let me know your thoughts, because I'd love to know them. And yeah, it's going to be very exciting. Thank you. Voice from Dolores O'Riordan, who sadly passed away last year, which was a huge shock, I think, around the world and a huge shock to everybody in Ireland. And Dolores O'Riordan, of course, hailing from Limerick in Ireland, and she's just about an hour and a half away from where I'm living, actually. And that was the Cranberries there, Ode to My Father. You're listening to Irish Ways. It's me, Rona Colin, with you. And I hope that you're enjoying the show as much as I am. It was really sad that Dolores O'Riordan passed away and so sudden. And it was such a tragic loss because she's such a beautiful, unique, gorgeous voice and such a beautiful soul. And it just oozed out of her, really, her lovely voice and her love of lyric and music. And that's not very dissimilar to the ways of Irish people in Ireland. Do you know something? We absolutely love a great story. We're pretty good storytellers. We like to sit down and swap stories and share experiences and just have lots of fun and lots of laughter and really colourful, interesting, lovely language and fun stories and music and Kiol agus crack, as we would say. So that's laughter, music, fun and song. Pretty much a lovely combination of everything, really. All things Irish. So you are listening to Irish Ways. If you do want to get in contact with the programme, please feel free to do so. Because I'd like to know what your thoughts and experiences of Ireland are. Have you ever been to Ireland? Have you ever come to visit the Emerald Isle, as they say? And what were your thoughts and experiences of it? Do get in contact with the show and let me know what your thoughts are. Also, a couple of questions have come in to the programme today, which is also very, very good. One question is asking me, in Ireland, do you speak Irish all the time? The answer to that is no. We speak English, really. But in certain elements and parts of Ireland, they do speak a lot of Irish. In the Gaeltacht, which is an area in Ireland, and around Connemara, which would be around the Galway region, they speak a lot of Irish as well. But on the day-to-day, a lot of Irish people just speak English. And Irish was really taught in school, and it's kind of, that's where your relationship with the Irish language kind of leaves. But in the last couple of years, there's been a real rejuvenation of a love of learning Irish language for Irish people. So it's on the increase. It's become more and more popular, which is wonderful and great and right. And also, people have been asking me of late, do leprechauns really exist in Ireland? No. That's a very, very, very interesting question, because leprechauns are a really fantastic fable. And sometimes if you look really, really hard in your garden and you, you know, you wish you might just see one. But on the everyday, no, leprechauns are a rare sight in Ireland. So I haven't really seen one myself. I think I probably saw one when I was a kid, but I haven't seen one myself in many years. So I don't know if that really answers your question. Do they exist? Do they not exist? It's one of those life's mysteries, really. Not really sure if I can answer that really straightly because, yeah, it's one of those life's mysteries about Ireland, really. It's one of those things. So you are listening to Irish Ways. It is me, Rona Colin, with you. And I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I'm enjoying being with you. It's so good to be here with you in Portland, to be an Irish girl in Portland. It's exciting times. I'm very happy and I'm so delighted to be bringing Irish Ways to you. Now it's time for more great music. And this is one of the best bands. I saw them very, very recently, actually, in Cork. This is The Script and The Man That Can't Be Moved on Irish Ways.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my head, saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand.
Corner
and The Man That Can't Be Moved. It's absolutely fantastic to see them live, the Script. Hailing from Dublin, absolutely incredible band to see live. Absolutely spectacular. Nothing short of just magical. They just come alive on stage. And I have to say, I had the pleasure of meeting the Script only a couple of weeks ago, actually, just before I arrived here in Portland. And what lovely, absolutely gorgeous Irish guys they are indeed. So friendly, so warm, so kind. And so that was the Script there and The Man That Can't Be Moved. I'm laughing, actually, because when I met the lads, I was just so familiar with them in my mind that I walked up to them and I was like, well, hello, hello, hello. Like, I knew them really well, almost like completely informal. And they were mad smiling at me because at the moment my hair is pink and they were mad admiring my hair and complimenting my hair and saying all lovely things as Irish people do and as you Portlanders do. Everybody's been very complimentary about my hair, whether they're Irish or from Portland. It's all been very, very sweet. So anyway, that was the Script and The Man That Can't Be Moved. Lovely guys indeed. Anyway, you are listening to Irish Ways. It is me, Rona, with you. Well, hello. How are you? Hope you're fantastic. Hope life is treating you so well and that you're having the very best day ever. If there is a particular Irish track that you would like to hear, please do let me know. What is your favourite Irish song? What is it? What are the songs from Ireland that you love the most? I promise you to play the best Irish music. You know, more up-to-date things, more of the now, and classic Irish songs as well. So it's going to be a bit of everything. But if there's a certain Irish song that you want to hear, do get in contact. Also, if you're an Irish person living in the States, living in Portland or anywhere in the States, get in contact as well. Let me know how you are. Let me know if there's anybody that you want to say hi to. If you've got Irish heritage and you want to get in contact and talk to me about that. Hey, I'm all only too delighted to hear all your stories relating to Ireland, around Ireland or anything Irish. That is what we're here to talk about. But I have to say, I arrived in Portland about 8 days ago now. And it's my fourth time being in Portland. I've been to the States many times, but I am genuinely having a love affair with Portland. It's such a beautiful city. So great. The people are so kind, so friendly, so warm, so welcoming. And it's just an absolute privilege and honour to be here. And it's just great fun. It's just so eclectic of different people and different things going on. There's great art, there's great culture, there's fantastic food and amazing people. So it just really is a great place to be. So I'm so happy to be in your beautiful city and I'm looking forward to telling you all about my beautiful country and my beautiful city of Cork, which is known as the Rebel County. And I'm a total Corkonian. That's what Cork people are called. And I'm a real Irish, strong, fiery, rebellish Colleen. And Colleen is girl in Irish, in Gaelic. So I think we're a lovely mix between Ireland and Cork and Portland and the States. I think it's a lovely mixture. And I'm so excited to be sharing all things Irish with you. It's going to be very exciting indeed. And that was Sinead O'Connor and Mandika. You are listening to Irish Ways. It's me, Rona, with you, and it's absolutely fantastic to be in your company. Well, your questions are continuing to come in to me in studio about Ireland and all things Irish, which is absolutely fantastic, and I'm absolutely delighted that you're getting into the swing of things and that you're starting to ask me lots of questions. Some people are asking me, what's the national holiday for Ireland? What's the date to celebrate all things Irish? It's the 17th of March, which is St. Patrick's Day, who's the patron saint of Ireland. And that is a day that is exciting and fun in Ireland. And I have to say, I was here once for St. Patrick's Day. I was actually in San Francisco. So I bought a T-shirt that said, "Kiss me, I'm Irish." And I never got so much attention. It was actually unbelievable, the level of attention that I got, which was very, very sweet indeed. So I've had some very, very interesting days and holidays around St. Patrick's Day here in Ireland and, of course, back at home. And, of course, it's a gigantic celebration in Ireland. But it's also a really, really big celebration here in the States because, you know, there's so many Irish Americans living in the States as well, which is fantastic. So here are a couple of fun facts about Ireland. Official name, era, Republic of Ireland. Form of government, democracy. And capital, Dublin. Population, 4.8 million. And our currency is the euro. And language we speak is Irish. And of course, we mainly speak English. Major mountains. We have mountains in Wicklow and the longest river. We've got mountains everywhere. It's just the longest one is in Wicklow. And biggest and longest river is the River Shannon. And the Irish flag is green, white and gold, of course. The president of Ireland is Michael D. Higgins, who is a fantastic man. Had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of years ago. Really, really funny, smart, charismatic, a brilliant storyteller, really into art and culture, and really loves Ireland and is a fabulous representation of Ireland. Our Taoiseach, which is president in Irish, is Leo Varadkar, which is incredible because he's the first gay president. And of course, he's the president of Ireland. He's half Indian and half Irish. And he was elected Taoiseach in 2017. It was very exciting, actually. He's a good guy and a very, very good job indeed he's doing as well. Of course, Ireland is known as the Emerald Isle because it's so green, which is, of course, what I was explaining to you earlier. Ireland is an island that is a national island west of the edge of Europe. And it is the continent's second largest island after Great Britain. The Republic of Ireland occupies 80% of this landmass, while the large chunk of land in the north is called Northern Ireland, is part of the United Kingdom. Altogether, the island of Ireland is made up of 32 counties. If you take out the six from Northern Ireland, you've got 28 counties, which makes up the Republic of Ireland. Ireland is known for its beautiful language, Gaelic, and of course for speaking English as well. So there are just some fun facts about Ireland. If there are more things that you'd like to know, please do let me know. And it's always nice and fantastical, of course, to answer all your questions. Time now for some great, fantastic music. This is Jack L and Metropolis Blue.
Sometimes I ask myself, how did I get here? Country boy with no change for his face, and city girls are so expensive. I wanna go back to the girl that I love. I would go back there if I could.
That was Jackal there and Metropolis Blue. Absolutely fantastic singer-songwriter hailing from Kildare in Ireland. You are listening to Irish Ways. It's me, Rona, with you. And it's been such an incredible show so far. And I've loved it. I've absolutely loved talking to you about my country and loving telling you how much I love being here in Portland and being in the States. It's such a lovely marriage of the two countries, and there's always been such a lovely relationship between the two. Still more of your questions coming in about Ireland. You're asking me, what is the national flower of Ireland? Well, the national emblems of Ireland, there are actually two. One is the shamrock, which is the flower part, and the other one is the harp, because music and music tradition is so important in Irish history, and steeped in Irish history is music. We are just lovers of culture and music and dance, and of course we have Irish dancing, and of course most people know river dance. So Irish dancing is one of our strongest things that we do in Ireland, dance-wise. It's become much more contemporary over the last number of years and is growing and growing and growing in popularity and updating all of the time. So as you can tell, Irish people really love culture, really love music, poetry, song, dance, the arts in any way, shape or form, storytelling, fun. It's all about the fun in Ireland. So if you have been to Ireland and you've got some lovely, funny stories to tell me about your experiences, then why not get in contact? Why not tell me all about your holiday to Ireland? Or are you going to Ireland? Or are you from Ireland? Or do you have family in Ireland? This is your show. Get in contact and let me know what your thoughts and experiences of Ireland have been, because I just love to talk about all things Irish. This is Irish Ways. It's me, Rona, with you, and I'm going to be with you every week. So this is going to be a beautiful relationship ongoing, and I look forward to many, many more with you. So that was Irish Ways for this week. I really hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon. Slán!